The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Father of mine.
Hello.
Dad, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about yourself, son?
Oh, fantastic. Happy Wednesday to you.
Thank you. Before we start anything, I want to thank a fan of a man of mine named Sarah. Sent me a beautiful, beautiful card wishing me a
funny card.
Good, but it was a funny card.
Yeah.
Wishing me well and all. And I really am grateful to her.
What is it?
Thank you so much, sir.
Can you read the card to us?
I don't have it right here at hand. Hold on a minute. Joanne says she can get it. Yeah. So how's it going?
Oh, it's
one. She's gone to get the car.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yes. That's very great. Sarah is one of the sweetest people on the planet. And you know, she just
It is awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Sarah.
She just like everybody here. Just they just adore you guys.
Oh my God! I am so elated. That is something else. Well, here's the card. She'll read it to you.
Okay.
Well, I'll just read the nice note she wrote in it. It's
yeah.
a funny card. It's cute. But
yeah.
It says, thank you for all your fantastic advice. Enjoy you and Joanne so much.
Oh.
I met you at Jackie's wedding.
Oh, my God.
We remember meeting her, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We really appreciate her thoughtfulness.
Oh, that is so sweet. All right.
I got a big laugh out of that card. I wish I could find one. I got a million people I could send it to at our age.
Oh, that's something. Okay, good deal.
Okay, honey,
yeah,
here's Meathead.
Okay.
How's it going for you, son?
Oh, it's great. It's a nice sunny day, Dad. And
it's beautiful.
You know, I mean, here we are on the 15th of March. You know, 89 years ago, your mother was very, very pregnant.
Oh, bless her. She was a sweetheart.
Wow. And then she was probably, you know, screaming at Grandpa, who was probably busy throwing Uncle Garo in the river.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then, you know, can you imagine what it was like having a baby 89 years ago? I mean... I
can't imagine, no.
I wonder if Grandma had you at a hospital or at home.
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have a clue.
Yeah, because it was a little different then, and it wasn't like Grandma was made out of money.
I don't even remember where I was born.
Oh, well, I mean, you wouldn't. I mean, you were one day...
I mean, nobody ever told me anything about...
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously I wouldn't remember.
Right, right. Yeah, so no one ever said, hey, boy, you know, Grandma never sat you down and told you the story about the day you were born?
No, nothing.
Man, that was a different time because, you know, I mean, like you have plenty of memories of when I was born and you told me that and Joanne told... Her lovely daughters, the same stories about the day they were born. Everybody has...
Yeah, we remember your birthday a lot.
Yeah.
But nobody tells me about my birthday because nobody was... We didn't even have any telephones or any pictures or nothing. No way.
That was a different time, you know? I mean, it's really strange to think about.
Sure.
Okay, so you celebrate a birthday, 89, on Friday, and your younger sister turns 82 on Friday.
Yes. Same date.
Yes. I mean, Grandma, you know, if you think about it, she had you, and then 7 years later, she had your sister. At the same time, she's probably like, oh, this is very traumatic. You know, every time she hears about St. Patrick's Day, she probably starts to get the shakes.
my God. I'll tell you, I have such memories. Now that you got me going on this thing, my mind does come to life going back that many years.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about it. What's on your mind?
The one thing that we had, let's see, we had one huge room that had drawn pictures, a cloth was hanging, dividing the room in half. One half of it was my mother's private sleeping area.
Uh-huh.
And the other area was we sat and ate dinners and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So basically,
my sister was born in one room way adjacent to that was just nothing but four walls.
Oh, my God. So,
And there was a little, I don't know what it was, like a crib.
Okay, so.
And my sister was in there.
So, basically, if Grandma told you to go to your room, you just basically have to take one step.
Yeah, right. It just weird. And then had a window opening toward the street.
Oh, okay. So, you know, go to your room, you take one step. Go outside, you go out the window.
Yeah, right. Oh, man, that was a weird life out there. You know, American life, and what I was born in, it was like a night and day different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still very, very, I'm sure anybody even nowadays going from that place to this place, they'd be like, this is unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Well, I am here, and it is what it is.
Yes, it is what it is. Let's see here. Sarah, who sent you the card, says, happy birthday.
Oh, that's awesome card. Sarah.
She says she wants to know what your favorite ice cream flavor is.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
The type of ice, a butter pecan was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It is my favorite.
Okay, so maybe we can have that, you know? Give you a little insulin in one arm and then a little ice cream, butter pecan
on the other hand.
Uh-huh. All right. Allison writes, happy birthday, Meathead. You must be doing something right to make it to 89 and still be so active and handsome. She writes, that's very sweet.
Well, thank you so much. Bless your heart.
Indeed. She says, do you have any healthy living tips for us youngsters?
Well, no, not really. I mean, the thought never occurred to me that I could.
I have a lot of them.
What do you have?
Fortunately for you, I have a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. This, fortunately for me, she has a lot of those things.
Thank God she has all the healthy living tips because
yes. You
probably only would have made it to about 45 years old.
Maybe 30.
Oh, yeah.
If my dad lived long enough, none of us would be alive.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was kind of hyper, but I think...
He wasn't hyper. He was a military dude.
Oh, okay. I know that
something about him. I don't remember.
I know that you and I are very similar, that we both are very aware that our wives take care of us.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I feel the same way.
I married an angel.
Oh, yeah. God bless him. You know? Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, hey, Dad, I have a special question from someone that you know from many, many years ago. And this person's name is Maria Zaitunian. And she asks, how does it feel, Rob, to be 89? And then she asks, what is the one thing you regret not doing when you were younger?
I actually don't regret anything that I did.
Oh, yeah.
The reason is I still do the same kind of things. You know, not quite to that category.
Yeah.
But I lost my thought.
Oh.
But I just love my life.
Yeah, yeah. Do you regret, though, maybe there was a couple isolated things? Like, I remember one time we were up north during a drought, and You started shooting off fireworks, and the park ranger was screaming at you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. We keep running away somewhere else, hiding. When he's gone, we do it again.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to keep the place from the forest from burning down, and you're shooting Roman candles into the woods.
Yes. And that was definitely a no-no. These guys would really get you.
Yep. All right. Let's see. We have a question about birthday traditions from Matt. I think we've covered that before. A lot of people saying happy birthday. That's all good. Now, Dad, are you aware that we're going to have the big corned beef celebration on Friday?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Okay.
And you're the cook.
Oh, no, I'm not the cook.
Oh, who's the cook? Mike is the cook.
Yes, that is your beloved son-in-law, Mike.
I don't know about his cooking. No, he's a good cook.
Oh, come on.
He's a good cook.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. He's the best. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
You wait.
He is. I had to think about it, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know how it is. But like you said earlier in the show, I wrote it down. You wrote, hey, the more you talk, my mind comes to life.
Yes. Because this is too early to start thinking what I want to say.
No, I got you. That's why I talk to you the way I do, because I know after you get warmed up, you're going to be like a fountain of information.
Oh, my God.
Jesse has a question. He says, my wife and kids, they want us to get a second dog. And he says, I know I'll love the puppy, but I know I will end up providing all the care. So he's worried about having to do all the work. He said, should I get the puppy?
Well, I myself was a type of a person that would only want one dog at a time. It really is. If you want to be comforting a dog or educating the dog to become, listen to you and follow you and whatnot, I think one dog is more than adequate. However, it's a companion for one dog as a companion, that's a good thing,
yeah,
too.
Well, that's the best.
Unfortunately, if you have a male and a female, rest assured that you're going to be having another dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless you get them fixed.
Well, yeah.
You can do that. So I guess the takeaway here is if you get a male and a female, you're going to have a third dog.
Yeah, right.
And, it's funny, the way you describe it, I've never really heard someone describe the dynamic of having the dog in the household as having to comfort or educate the dog.
Well, yeah, you got to educate the dog.
Well, I think...
I mean, every time you use the word no, that's got to mean something.
That dog's getting an education.
Yeah.
I'm with
you. So, got to teach him English.
Right. Teach the dog English. That's great. Okay.
Hey, we came yesterday. We're visiting. Who are we visiting? Joanne.
Joyce.
This is a friend of Joanne.
Oh yeah, I know.
She's
Joyce.
A friend, really a sweet lady. That she has a dog that I have actually watched that thing grow. It's a tiny little dog. But now that dog is totally blind.
Oh, well, okay. So,
and deaf.
So you don't like it when the dog is reaching end of life?
Well, no. That's just a human being going blind totally. How does a human feel? The dog feels the same way.
Well, yeah, I know. But
this guy, he walks, boom, onto the wall.
Yeah,
walks,
yeah.
Falls out.
Yeah, it's got it.
You don't dare think of, let's put it down. But this dog is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's tough. That is definitely a reality.
I pick him up in my arms. It's not a huge dog. It's a little dog.
Yeah,
I like little dogs.
That is the one drawback of this.
You have a dog.
Well, yeah, I have four. In fact, I'm encouraging Jesse to get...
Well, that one used to... come and sit under my chair.
Yeah, and they still love you very much, and I do.
I mean, can you believe the dog knowing that he's going to love you?
I know. That's the best part of it. So to me, that always outweighs the ultimate sadness that you will have for a period of time.
Sure, I agree 100%.
It's still worth it in my eyes. Not everybody feels that way. But so, Jesse, I suggest you get like 10 dogs is what I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. You're going crazy.
Dogs feel backwards is God.
Did you hear that?
What did she say?
A dog spells backward means God.
Oh, what? It does. You know, I have heard that. I actually have heard that. All right. Let's see. Nick writes, what's something that shocked the heck out of you? Something you never thought you'd see in your life. He says you've seen a lot during your life. Does something stick in your brain that's shocked you? Like, oh my God, what am I looking at right now? Was it maybe the birth of your kids? Was it maybe something in Iran when you, I don't know, when something happened? Or does something stand out in your brain as shocking? Maybe.
I'm trying to think, honey. I really.
Your father?
Well, my dad would be one thing.
Oh yeah, he was a little bit out there. He was a little strange.
Yeah, my dad was. You didn't fool around with him.
Yeah, yeah. No, and we've definitely.
Even as a little child, I had the fear.
Yeah, we definitely covered that before.
But then again, his death really shocked me.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. Maybe it's best we not go down that road. You know, because that was that was very traumatic for you.
Oh, very traumatic.
Aram has a question. He says, "Dear Meathead, Eric's son-in-law, Jesse, that would be my son-in-law, does not want a new car. He wants to drive the old car until it just, you know, to save money. And Jackie, she's like, no, let's drive a brand new car. So Justin is trying to be smart. And Jackie says she wants a fancy new car. What do you think is the... because she says this one's going to keep breaking down. And that's and she doesn't know that. But anyway, how do you feel about all that?
Well, if she wants a car, is this a family car that she's going to get?
Well, yeah.
Well, they both have cars, but she wants him... to get rid of his old car and get a new car.
Well, I don't know. Let's say if that was you and I bought you a car to drive around, and next car will be your baby to do whatever you want to be doing with it.
Well, yeah, but you see,
I'm not going to buy you another car.
He has a car that's fine. It's older, but it runs fine. It occasionally needs some maintenance. That costs a little bit of money. But she's like, oh, no way. Get rid of that junk thing and then get a nice one, and then I'll drive it. So she basically is trying to make it about her.
Well, it really is an individual feeling, father, the child. And it's just, the car isn't your car to do one thing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, her and her husband.
Yeah, well, oh, okay. To get you from one area to another area. That's what the purpose of a car is.
Yes.
Justin's car.
So, yeah. Depending on all the fails and great stuff about it, that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have never had put anything into a car being a fancy and this and that. As long as it's a nice vehicle to get me from an area to another area and doesn't break down or nothing, I'm happy with it.
That's what I've always felt, and I tried to explain that to her, that it's a lot of money every month for a new car.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But,
A new car, do you know what it costs?
Yeah, I know it. I was telling her. I go, I said to her, if a new car costs, let's say, $500 a month or whatever, even if it's $400, you know, over the 2 or 3 years, that's a down payment for a house.
That's right. Now, does she want you to make the payment?
No.
Husband buys it?
Well, they since they're married, they would pay for the car. But I mean, they're a new couple starting now. They don't, I mean, well, why create the expense, a monthly expense, when you don't really need it, you know? I mean, live. Yeah. It's basically living within your means, being frugal with your money.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's not a question of frugality. It's a question of what else can come up in your family or in your life that's going to require some money. Now, I think the best thing in my life is if you got a vehicle that's a dependable vehicle, all that, so stay with that and put the money in the bank.
Yeah.
For better things that's coming up in life.
Exactly.
That's just a car.
I know it. And the thing is, that's a, I always say that. I never do it, but that's what you're supposed to do, you know? But it's tough because you want to buy stuff.
You know, in reality, if you want to think about it, American kids are spoiled as all hell.
Oh, my God, yes. Compared to what you had, I mean, you had was a curtain for a bedroom.
Yeah, a curtain divided the room in half.
Yeah, go to your room and you just, you know, you...
And you go to the next, move out.
Right.
Lift or something and get on the other side.
She's like, I can still see your feet. Go back further.
Oh, God. These kids don't know what the hell what they've missed.
Well, they
didn't miss it. I mean, looking at our life, and, oh my God, no. They're going to be grateful to God they got what they got.
Yeah, if you weren't like going two steps into your bedroom, you were getting thrown in a river.
Oh, wow, you remember that, huh?
Oh, yeah, I know that story.
Oh, do you know how big that river was? It was huge.
Oh, yeah. And Grandpa was raging like the Hulk, getting ready to throw Uncle Garo into their damn thing.
And the water in that river was so powerful, it was taking boulders the size of a car and rolling them around, going to some other part of the world. I don't know where.
Right, it's gone, and then you're over across the street giving the cops silverware.
Well, I didn't do that. My mom did that.
Whatever.
Occasionally I carry it out.
And she's like, all right, the cops need some knives and forks. Get it, Reuben, get over there.
No, they come to us. They always came to the house.
Chris writes, I had Eric's meatball recipe over the weekend that Eric makes. They're really good. And he says, and then while I was blending the raw meat, I almost had a snack. So he's got the raw hamburger and the sausage in one hand.
Yeah.
He's making a meatball. He said he thought of you about how you like to eat those like donuts.
Oh, I would love that. I still would do that.
No, you won't.
If they let me, I will.
I will.
Okay.
So you're telling me that if Joanne leaves the room Friday and I give you
meat out there?
Yeah.
I'll grab a handful.
And I give you a nice, delicious plate of ground round, you're going to dig in like it's a bowl full of chips.
I won't wait for the plate. I'll be taking a handful of.
Yeah, you're going to eat it like you're bobbing for apples.
Yeah. That's great.
All right.
I haven't done that in years, so.
Right on. He says, thanks to you and Joanne for being such a admirable and wonderful couple. I love hearing you on Wednesday morning, Chris writes.
Chris.
That's so sweet.
God bless you.
Let's see. Nathan writes, and I think this might be our last question. My son's hair is long enough that it's down to his shoulders. What do you think of that? He looks, you know, he's got long hair.
Don't call him Mary.
So...
Hi, Mary. Come on in.
And then he says, he asks if you let your boys have long hair.
Oh, I don't think so.
No?
No.
What about Tom Alexander, longtime family member / friend? His hair was down to his back.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. I don't understand that.
Yeah, we were judging him, but he turned out to be a great guy.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it, but a man is a man.
Oh, okay, I see.
You want to be a woman? Well, then that's another issue.
Oh, okay, I got you. It's all about that thing. So
do you make yourself, what, you can be a clown?
Yeah, so dudes should not be looking like chicks is what you're saying.
No.
All right, I got you. All right. Men, In fact, I'm just writing this down. A man is a man. You asked earlier, you said it's not a question of frugality. And then more words of wisdom. A car is a car. A car gets you from one area to another.
Yeah.
You talked about teaching English to the dog.
And well, of course, that's impossible.
Well,
know.
Yeah, I know. You were talking
but
about...
the dog? Hey, they listen to you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you were talking about educating the dog.
Yes.
And let's see. And then one of the first things you said today, words of wisdom, the more Eric talks, the more my mind comes to life.
It does. It stops bringing things up.
I know. That's why I do it. It's special.
You're just awesome, honey.
Well, okay, here we go. I will be at Stong's house by noon with
right.
some of this bunch. We can only stay. I have a get out time of 3:30. I have to be out by 3:30.
What are you driving here? That big thing?
No, sir. No, sir. Driving an automobile.
Are you coming with the auto?
With the car, yes, sir. And then because we can't stay that long just because I've got a commitment in the evening. On the other side of the state. So I've got to do that.
You know, honey, I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, we can't wait. Are you kidding me? We wouldn't miss it for the world.
I mean that. I remember the last time. What a cooking you did.
Well, that was wonderful. That was the shish kebab. We're going to do that this summer. But this is the corned beef celebration.
Well, that's okay. That's great.
That's Mike's, though. Mike's the one who's in charge of that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well, everyone loves you. And again, happy birthday. And we'll see you in 2 days. Less than 2 days.
Thanks ever so much for spending your time with me. And God bless you and your family. And I shall see you hopefully very soon. Not in heaven either.
No, you're not going to die. 2 days, 2 days and 2 hours and 30 minutes.
All right.
Okay, much love. Goodbye, Joanne. Love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you guys. Bye-bye. And the cat's in the-